Welcome back to the Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Today's poem is by Ogden Nash, a great American humorist poet, and it's called Very Like a Whale. This might have been a good fit for yesterday, being April Fool's Day, and this poem being a bit of light verse, but like the best light verse, it disguises a more serious topic. This is a great companion piece to a poem we aired last week, The Destruction of Sennacherib, as Ogden Nash calls out Lord Byron by name. But there's a question that you have or should have by the time you get to the end of this poem. Is Ogden Nash in step with the rest of his 20th century poetic contemporaries in criticizing and decrying the over-ornamentation of poetry? Or is Ogden Nash satirizing the 20th century voices that complain, criticize the ornamental quality of classic poetry, traditional poetry? Or is he doing both at once? That's the beauty of poetry. You can say more than one thing at once without necessarily overcommitting yourself to either position. I think Nash has brilliantly kind of walked that tightrope here. There's more I could say, but why spoil it? Here is Very Like a Whale. One thing that literature would be greatly the better for would be a more restricted employment by the authors of simile and metaphor. Authors of all races, be they Greeks, Romans, Teutons, or Celts, can't seem just to say that anything is the thing that it is, but have to go out of their way to say that it is like something else. What does it mean when we are told that that Assyrian came down like a wolf on the fold? In the first place, George Gordon Byron had enough experience to know that it probably wasn't just one Assyrian. It was a lot of Assyrians. However, as too many arguments are apt to induce apoplexy and thus hinder longevity, we'll let it pass as one Assyrian for the sake of brevity. Now then, this particular Assyrian, the one whose cohorts were gleaming in purple and gold, just what does the poet mean when he says he came down like a wolf on the fold? In heaven and earth, more than is dreamed of in our philosophy, there are a great many things. But I don't imagine that among them there is a wolf with purple and gold cohorts, or purple and gold anythings. No, no, Lord Byron, before I'll believe that this Assyrian was actually like a wolf, I must have some kind of proof. Did he run on all fours? And did he have a hairy tail, and a big red mouth, and big white teeth? And did he say, woof, woof? Frankly, I think it is very unlikely, and all you were entitled to say, at the very most, was that the Assyrian cohorts came down like a lot of Assyrian cohorts about to destroy the Hebrew host. But that wasn't fancy enough for Lord Byron. Oh, dear me, no. He had to invent a lot of figures of speech and then interpolate them, with the result that whenever you mention Old Testament soldiers to people, they say, oh yes, they're the ones that a lot of wolves dressed up in gold and purple ate them. It's the kind of thing that's being done all the time by poets from Homer to Tennyson. They're always comparing ladies to lilies and veal to venison. And they always say things like that the snow is a white blanket after a winter storm. Oh, it is it? All right, then. You sleep under a 6-inch blanket of snow, and I'll sleep under a 1/2-inch blanket of unpoetical blanket material, and we'll see which one keeps warm. And after that, maybe you'll begin to comprehend dimly what I mean by too much metaphor and simile. This has been the Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. As always, you can access our catalog of past episodes. You can show token or material support for this show as we continually endeavor to bring you
poems every day. And you can even connect with other people who like poetry. On behalf of our whole team at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.